Moving your heart closer to God with Leanne on Lifestyle.
One thing that I can say about today is that it is International Noise Awareness Day, and it's observed today, the 29th of April. This is a global initiative that highlights the dangers of noise pollution on our health, including hearing loss, stress, and sleep disruption. And it really just promotes actions like using ear protection, lowering volume, and creating quiet spaces. But to have a little conversation around this, on the line I have Cara Hoffman from Hoffman Audiology, and we're going to have a chat about this. Cara, welcome back to Kingfisher FM.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So, Cara, tell us a little bit about International Noise Awareness Day. This is about protecting our hearing and protecting our health. Yes?
Absolutely. So, the reason for this is because noise exposure is one of the most common but most preventable causes of hearing loss. Okay. And so when you're exposed to loud sounds, it damages the tiny little sensory structures inside your ear, inside your cochlea, and unfortunately, because they don't regenerate once they are damaged, hearing loss is permanent. So our aim is to educate the public so that everyone can protect their hearing now, because it will protect their hearing for their future.
I think it's something that we actually just seem to take for granted, is the fact that we can hear. But what are some of the signs that noise has affected our hearing?
Such a good question. Thanks for asking. So there are a few early warning signs that noise has started to affect your hearing, but they're often very subtle. So the first sign is ringing or buzzing in the ears, and that's called tinnitus. And that is this high-pitched ringing after a loud event. And it's not normal, but it's typical. That's what happens after exposure in a noisy environment, like a club or a really loud restaurant. Initially, you start with a little bit of buzzing in your ears that is temporary and it goes away, but eventually that becomes permanent. The second most common warning sign of hearing loss, or the start of noise-induced hearing loss, is that sounds seem dull or they seem muffled. So some people come in saying that their hearing feels blocked, especially after loud noise exposure. Sometimes that is temporary, as I said previously, but again, over time, that will become permanent.
Yeah.
Then another most common complaint or sign is that a person will have difficulty hearing in a noisy background.
Yeah.
So that is one of the earliest, most important signs. So if you can hear someone talking to you in a quiet environment, but you can't clearly understand them in a restaurant or in a car or in a group setting, that's one of the biggest warning bells.
Yeah.
Asking people to repeat themselves more often, especially with softer voices like children or women's voices, because the higher-pitched sounds are the ones that are affected first, and a woman or a child will have a higher pitch than a man. And then the less common sort of warning bells are that sensitivity to loud sounds. Mm. So interestingly, some people become more sensitive to sounds. They may feel like everyday noise feels sharp or uncomfortable. So it's not always that a hearing loss is that you can't hear anything. It's that you can't necessarily hear everything.
Okay.
And it might not be that you can follow a conversation, but it might be that you can't understand that conversation in a noisy environment. And those are really the main signs that damage has already begun.
So, Cara, do you think people notice somebody else's hearing loss before the person who actually is suffering from the hearing loss?
Yeah, very commonly, very, very commonly. Also because some people don't want to make another person aware of a possible fault.
Yeah.
And so they often notice it, but they won't say anything.
Yeah.
If it's become very apparent and the person that is the main speaker, say, for example, in a partner relationship,
yeah,
that person will start to get very frustrated with constantly repeating themselves or being asked to repeat themselves. Whereas
yes,
a person with hearing loss gets into a habit of asking for repetition. They sometimes don't even realize that they've asked for that repetition.
Yeah.
It becomes so automatic. So, yes, the partners often find or identify a problem before the person themselves.
Right. So, Cara, can I ask you, you know, I've recently traveled and I've noticed how many people are now using headphones. They're using the little earbuds that fit into your ears, and it's almost as though we're moving into a world where quiet is actually something that you don't come across very often. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the impact of that on our hearing? You know, where we don't actually have spaces of quiet, where we're constantly filling our heads with sound.
That's such a good question as well, because, I mean, I've just done a lot of educational posts on what we call listening fatigue and listening effort.
Mm.
So what happens is the repercussions of that person straining to hear, and this can happen at all ages, and now that we know what the various types, especially of noise exposure are, and I'll speak about that now, because we always think that, okay, noise exposure means that you have to have been in the army, or you've had to be using firearms, or been working in a factory, when actually everyday exposure is very common. It's not just one big noise exposure. People think of concerts and all of those types of things, but we forget about things like traffic, generators, gyms, and headphones at a high volume. And so, yes, what we have seen is that more and more younger people are coming in with challenges with their hearing. Also, wearing AirPods has become, even though it's fashionable and it's desirable, it's become an issue because you're putting something into your ear, which means that you're going to push wax further and further down, and it compresses the wax.
Yeah.
And so that blocks your ear anyway. And so we're seeing that in a lot of younger people too. So what we talk about is prevention. And if you're the type of person that is wearing a headphone all the time, think about 60-60, and it's not the checkers, but it's a 60-60 rule in audiology.
Yeah.
So 60 minutes at 60% volume is safe.
Okay.
But if you have this constant noise exposure, I can guarantee that there will eventually be hearing loss that becomes permanent.
Well, you know, I just now see people listening through their devices.
Yes.
If I can put it that way, you know, it's like their pods in or their headphones on, but they're expecting you to communicate with them through these devices now, and I'm sure, you know, that in itself is also a challenge. So Cara, tell us a little bit about how we can protect our ears, obviously not just for now, but for the future.
Absolutely. So, like I mentioned previously, the 60-60 rule is great. So if you are using headphones or earphones, try keep it at no more than a 60% volume for no longer than 60 minutes at a time. And if someone next to you can hear your music, it is too loud.
Sure.
So give yourself those listening breaks to rest your ears. Listening breaks can be like a recovery time. So if you are a person that trains well or you know, is on a health streak, you know that you need to give your body time to rest and recover from exercise. It's the same thing with our ears. Even short listening breaks during the day will help reduce the risk of damage. Using ear protection is really positive. So at a concert, at a sporting event, a noisy workplace, wear earplugs or earmuffs. You can have them custom made at an audiologist. So an audiologist will take an impression of your ear and actually make it for the contours of your ears.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can get generic ones at really any chemist. I mean, I see people with putty in their ears. It's not ideal, but it's better than nothing.
When all else fails.
When all else fails, we've got a piece of putty.
Yeah.
Just not a matchstick and not a paperclip, please.
Yes.
That will really damage things. And then creating distance from noise. You know, the further you are from the sound source, the safer your ears are.
Mm.
So even just taking a few steps back at an event can make a massive difference.
Yeah.
And even after this type of conversation, being aware of everyday noise, things like generators, power tools, taxis, traffic, they all add up. It's not just one loud event.
Yeah.
It's a cumulative over a period of time.
Okay.
The last thing that I would recommend is to get your hearing checked early.
Yes.
So even if you're not noticing the problems now, be aware of what your hearing status is now so that you can track it over time.
Yeah. I think some people often are hesitant, Cara, because they don't, that they there's this belief that, oh, well, once I've had hearing loss, you know, there's nothing that anybody can do about it, so I'm just going to ignore it. But that's not necessarily true.
Exactly. And so what we see, there's a wealth of research that shows us once we identify hearing loss, if we treat it early, it keeps that hearing loss, it stagnates it, it stops that progress from happening very quickly. I'm not going to say that it will prevent the rest of your hearing deteriorate, but it surely definitely slows it down.
Yeah.
What we can see from people that decide, say for example, they have a hearing loss in both ears and they decide only to treat one ear, we see the other ear that goes very quickly.
Sure.
So it does show that the more we stimulate our ears, and that is once there's a hearing loss, we have to stimulate it with an external amplification, which obviously we all want to try and avoid as much as possible. But once you do find it, treat it because it's the same as any other medical condition. If a person came to me with stage one cancer, for example, the prognosis would be better if I treated it at stage one than if I treated it at stage four.
Yeah. That's so true. Cara, if people are interested in more information, where do we go?
So I am representing the Independent Connected Audiology Network, or otherwise known as ICANN. It is a global, it is a national network of audiologists and acousticians around South Africa. So you can go to www.independentaudiologists.co.za.
Okay.
And there is a list of audiologists in your area. You can complete a screening form on any area of audiology that you're concerned about. So it could be hearing loss, it could be auditory processing, tinnitus, dizziness, or cognitive decline, and it will direct you to an audiologist that's close to you. So I would say that that's probably the easiest way of finding us. Otherwise, all over socials, you can follow us and like us and tag us and share us, and we'll be very happy.
Wonderful. Cara, thank you so much for your time on International Noise Awareness Day.
Thanks so much for having me.
Moving your heart closer to God with Leanne on Lifestyle.